It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. Download the Odyssey app if you haven't already. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 23rd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
What's up, Rickies? Good morning, all.
And look who's back. It's Eric Carlton Bickle.
What's up? Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up?
Good weekend for you guys.
Very busy weekend.
Busy weekend.
Super busy.
Busy weekend.
Just the busiest.
I know. I saw you posting golf videos.
Yeah, well, I was hitting balls and during the day, and then going to matches at night. Had some nice dinners with the girls. Had a, I'd say, a pretty successful weekend. They went 2-1. They beat Cornell women's volleyball. Beat Binghamton. Not sure. Did we sweep them? Maybe we only won in four. I'm not sure. They won in four against Lemoyne. That literally a match where everybody played, like every player on
a get right match, yeah,
kind of. Mm-hmm. And then lost a real heartbreaker to Syracuse yesterday. Syracuse is undefeated right now; they're 12-0. Mm. They got some big girls from all over the world, and we lost 29-27 in the fourth. If it was going to go, we had a huge lead in the fourth, kind of blew it. Mm. It was going to go to the five sets, and we were going to win that sucker. But just kind of fell apart. But overall, great weekend. Lot of traveling. Oh, my God. I mean, just back and forth, back and forth. Didn't get back last night till 11. I got a nail in my tire again.
Oh, jeez. I despise the low tire warning.
It's such a pain.
Because I know it's always a nail.
It's always a nail or glass. Or something. And I was driving around, you know, college, you know, these hell holes that these kids live in their driveways. And, I don't know if it's a nail. It could be glass. You know what I mean? It could be anything. You know, these, my daughter lives in a house with 14 people.
Right.
And it's a long driveway. And, you know, who knows? It could be needles. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea what it could be. And I had to monitor it the whole drive back. It was down to 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be 42.
That's not great.
I pumped it up to 44. And by the time I got home, I couldn't believe it. It held steady at 40. So
you'll take that.
But today I got to go out, got to get service. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is the third time with just this car, with the X5, that I've had, like, you know, nails in a tire.
Tire's a nail magnet.
Something in the tire.
Yeah, it's never fun.
Yeah, it's like the windshield thing. It seems to happen in waves, you know, like where a rock will hit you.
Sure.
Then you get it fixed. And then 6 months later, another rock hits your windshield.
Yep. Right back at Safe Light.
Yeah, Safe Light just, repair, Safe Light replace.
It's just so annoying.
It's a good slogan.
Did you drive that car today?
Yeah, I drove it today. I mean, I didn't see the nail. Like I say, Jason, it could be glass, could be something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you going to take it to get repaired even if the service station is on the wrong side of the street?
Oh, my God. I got to go to BMW because I need to get an oil change anyway.
Ah, got it.
It kind of forces me to just knock it out.
Mm. Now, in volleyball, I was thinking about this over the weekend. They changed the rules, I don't know how many years ago, where you can get a point on their serve.
Yep. Yeah.
It used to be you could only get a point on your serve.
I mean, it's been that way for about 20 years.
Probably. Yeah. I noticed something over the weekend with soccer, and I don't know when this happened. When we were growing up, if you had a kickoff, you had to kick it forward. Mm. Now, most of the time, you would just do a tap pass to somebody, and they would pass it back to the midfielder. And at some point, they changed the rules, and they said, you know what? This is just bogus. You can just start with the backwards pass. Mm-hmm. But I don't know when that happened. Mm.
Yeah, I feel like that's happened maybe within the last 7 or 8 years. I don't know. Could be wrong, though, because, you know, my kid played through high school, And I don't know. I think they still did the obligatory little forward, little pass before they would kick it back to the midfielder.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like it's,
I noticed it on my kid level, but then I happened to be by Walter Johnson High School, and there was a game going on, and they did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know when the rules changed.
It's wild. And you watch college football on Saturday, and they're doing the old school kickoff. Then you watch the NFL, and they're doing that weird thing.
I'm still not. I can't get used to it.
I'm used to it now. I've adapted, yeah.
I mean, I'm used to seeing it, but it's still weird.
I haven't seen any of these big plays that they're hyping up that are going to come from the new dynamic kickoff.
Well, I mean, the guys are still kicking it out of the freaking
net.
Where are they kicking off from? Are they kicking off from the 30?
I think it's the 30, but I'll double check that.
They're going to have kickoff from like the 20.
Yeah, they're just too strong.
Maybe the 10.
It looks just so strange.
Didn't a Temple kicker hit a 65-yarder this week?
I don't know.
I believe it was.
Maybe it was 64.
They kicked from the 35 in the NFL.
They need to put it back to the 30, so we get. But see, the thing is, they don't really want returns. They're trying to limit.
Yeah, they're trying to minimize the damage and the contact on that play.
But they should put it back to the 30, so we can actually see some exciting football. It's but boring to see these guys just boot it out of the end zone.
Just abolish the kickoff. Everybody starts on the 25 or the 30.
Maybe they're getting to that point.
I mean, we're getting closer to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't like to diminish
any. Mitch would come in and punch me in the face if you heard that take. But
yeah,
I
like special teams. I'm not trying to eliminate. It's an aspect of the game that I kind of like.
Yeah.
But I like them to return it. You know, I don't like it to just be kicked out of the end zone every time.
But it's game day. It's game day.
It is two Monday night football games.
Yeah,
not one,
I know.
Two.
You got the double headers.
Gotta love that.
Oh, Brandon Aubrey hit a 65-yarder too.
Yes.
For the Cowboys.
Yep.
That's the guy that was in the XFL or whatever the heck he was in.
He was
soccer dude. How are you going to keep track of not one but two Monday night football games tonight, Mr. Bickle?
Well, I don't care about the other one.
You have to watch Jags Bills, and then you have to watch your Commanders Bengals.
Who was the one that played soccer at Notre Dame, but he was in the XFL or whatever? It kicked like a couple big long ones. That's where he got all the attention.
Is that Bates? Who's with Detroit?
Okay, that's it.
Aubrey went to Notre Dame.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's Aubrey. One of them. Doesn't matter.
It was he played for Toronto FC.
Right.
And then Bethlehem Steel FC.
Right. But he also played like minor league football for like a year or two.
Birmingham Stallions.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the one whose wife saw a field goal kicker on TV when he started working a regular job and said, you could do it.
I think that's the same guy. Yeah,
that's the guy I was talking about.
He drilled
shouting me down.
Too bad he can't tackle Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson. Because
nobody could.
Nobody on the Cowboys could do that yesterday.
I mean, the NFL is so unpredictable.
Can
you imagine the survivor pools that were just the elimination?
I think I'm with you. Like when you were like, oh, I'm never doing a survivor pool again after week one.
You literally
like,
have to be able to predict the
future. That's a little bit rash. But like nobody would have thought that the Bucs would just lay the biggest, stinkiest egg ever against the Broncos at home. They did. Like nobody thought the Niners would lose to the Rams. The Rams are depleted.
Raiders,
they have no offensive linemen.
Loser.
They lose.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you 70% of those entries were.
I think there's less than 2,000 people left in the circa pool. It might be less than like 1,300.
The only way you could convince
me. After 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The only way you could convince me to get back into a survivor pool is if we pooled our efforts, like that guy that called in, where they had like 20 guys,
yep,
and they chopped like six entries, seven entries, whatever, and it really wasn't that much. And then you can really narrow it down and maybe have a chance.
Well, the only way, I'll do it is if someone pays for it.
You wouldn't do a group where you got a bunch of entries?
Oh, so
I
put like 10 bucks in? Yeah, maybe.
Well, those guys put 300, I think.
No, I'm not doing that. It's just a waste because you're going to lose that too.
Well, we put 250 for one entry, but 300 to have like six or seven. I like that.
Yeah, just
like
yesterday, 931 entries took the Browns. Loser. A bunch of people took the Bucs. 17% of the field took the Bucs, and 13% of the field took the Raiders.
Why would anybody take the Raiders?
Because they're playing the Panthers. But nobody expected.
They didn't expect Andy Dalton to look like a Hall of Famer.
Bounce that Andy Dalton gave them for at least 1 week.
This, of course, came on the heels of Cake saying Carolina might not win a game this year.
Well, they look totally different.
The caveat was if Bryce Young continued to play quarterback. If I didn't say that before, I meant it. That's what I meant.
Right.
No, Go to the tape. I said Andy Dalton is at least a capable NFL quarterback.
Of course.
I definitely said that.
Well, they look like a totally different team. Well, I was listening to that game as I was driving.
But no one thought he would put up crazy numbers.
He's the first quarterback this season to throw for 300 and three touchdowns in a game.
Hit three touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to that game as I was driving, and the announcer just said the offense looks totally different with him. Like he's throwing downfield.
They're functional. They're a functional offense.
Totally he looked competent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bryce just looked. Just
and the Raiders. I mean, please hang your head in shame, Raiders. You are terrible. That was a team I used to love. I used to hold near and dear to my dark, cold heart.
Right. Still no hurt longer. A little bit?
No, doesn't hurt.
Doesn't sting at all.
No, you're over it.
I just saw them getting annihilated by a bad team. I was like, wow, the Raiders, you guys stink.
So fill us in on HF Festival. You were there on Saturday, at least early.
It was good to be back at HF Festival. Considering, I think the last one we attended in any sort of official function was like maybe 2005, 2006. It was at Nationals Park. Got started around noon, 12:15.
Mm-hmm.
All of the old HFS DJs got introduced to the crowd.
You should talk to Bob.
Talked to Bob Waugh. He was kind of like the ringleader, keeping everybody, you know, like on schedule for like the announcements before the bands and the onstage
Tell
work.
Me some of the HFS guys that were there, the old announcers. Which ones?
Oh, well, I mean,
the Weasel? Was the Weasel there?
The Weasel. Hold on. I don't think I saw Weasel. I saw Rob Tim. Uh-huh. Saw him. Saw Maddie. Talked to Maddie for a bit.
Is he What's still he in been the business? Doing?
He's down in North Carolina.
And he's still in radio?
Yes.
All right,
still
good.
In radio. Who else did I see? Bob Waugh, of course.
What about Tim Virgin?
Tim Virgin did not make it. Did not see Tim Virgin. I saw, who else did I see? Let me go. Robert Benjamin, our old
How's he doing?
Ops manager.
Is he still in the
biz? He's good. Yeah, he's more like a consultant now.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that means you got all the dough and you just work whenever you want. He's basically like, pretty much.
Good.
Saw our old boss, Phil Zachary, who was our big boss here for a while Odyssey.
What's he doing?
He is working up in Rhode Island. Mm. Also, like,
radio lifers.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of radio lifers get together, is what it was.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good.
Lisa didn't come. She didn't make the trip
out. Did not see Lisa Warden. I mean, did not see her.
Who was the first act?
First act was Lit.
Mm-hmm.
Second act that I introed was Tonic.
All right.
And I sleep a little bit on Tonic.
Tonic's got some good songs.
I was sitting up in the suite. We were up in the Silver Slugger suite, which is very nice, mm-hmm. which the Nats provided for all of the HFS alums to hang out in during the event. I was like, Tonic's got some bangers.
Yeah.
They were second on the bill. And then the Violent Femmes played.
Okay.
They were fun. They're not for everybody, but they're good entertainers.
How old are some
of
these?
They're like old.
That's a kind. It's a kind statement.
They're a good live band.
They're not for everybody.
But they're a little weird. But you know what? That fits with
I think my buddy Tom likes them, I think.
Yeah.
Let me go on.
Yeah. Of course, Blister in the Sun. Of course,
they all heard that at sorority parties.
They were fun. And then my HF Festival day came to an end when Girl Talk came on. But I heard that he basically was stealing the show up to that
point. Hold on, who?
Girl Talk is a DJ.
Okay.
And he was up there, wicka, wicka, wicka. And
people going crazy.
And people were loving it. Yeah. But at that point, I was walking back to my car. So I can't give you any sort of update as to how the rest of the bill went. I think Jimmy Eat World was after them.
Oh, nice.
And then still to come after that was Bush.
So we're in your car at about 4:15.
Yeah, about that. There were a lot of people still streaming in when I left. Yeah. I was like, people are coming for the later, portion of the show. And Incubus still hadn't played. And your closers were...
Bush?
No, I think
Death Cab for Cutie and Postal Service closed out
the
show.
They were the closers?
Yeah, but I would have to get somebody else's update. Somebody who stayed a little bit longer. But it was good to see all the old faces. And look, everybody's just... They're getting older. So it's good to see people that I hadn't seen in literally 20 years.
Good.
Some of them.
Good.
Some of them I'd seen more recently, but good to reconnect with people that I probably won't see for
all
another
those guys
20 years.
Well, the lead singer for Tonic is our age. He's a little bit older.
Yeah.
I think it's Emerson Hart. I think that's his name.
They were good. They impressed me.
I'm just guessing a lot of them, they just looked a lot older.
The bands?
Yeah, they just looked like old dudes.
Of course.
Yeah. They're all in their late 50s, early 60s probably.
Yeah, it's a nostalgia play.
Yeah.
It's for great. A lot of those bands.
So big concert day for the Junkies because I went to Jelly Roll on Saturday night.
Ah, very good.
I'm not a country fan, but my sister-in-law is a huge fan. Took the Metro there. Got to thank Jim Van Stone. Mm-hmm. He set me up with the tickets, which were regular tickets, but he was like, hey, if you want to get some food, just stop by the Monumental Suite. Mm-hmm. And I did that and got some food. And we did not stay for the whole show. My wife and I and Isabella, my sister-in-law and her two boys stayed for the whole show. Mm-hmm. But a late night concert, not the right venue for a 7-year-old. Yeah. She was melting down.
Of course.
We had soccer games earlier in the day. I was like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
But I did watch some of Jelly Roll. Mm-hmm. He's impressive. It's a sold-out show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good for him.
He's still enormous, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was, remember, he was going to lose a bunch of weight and he was going to like walk a marathon or something. Yeah, whatever happened to that
I'm not sure.
Must have slowed down.
He did some covers, which were good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I recognized the covers more than his songs. He was like, this was my first number one hit. Yeah. Hadn't heard of it. I've heard Save Me.
Uh-huh.
I've heard a couple of his songs.
Yeah.
One thing that was impressive, he had a lot of people on stage. Like, he had three, I don't know if you'd call them gospel singers, mm-hmm. like behind him. He had, I think, three people on guitar. He had a keyboard. I was like, man, there's like 12, 13 people on stage there with Jelly Roll.
Dude, he's a big-time star. He is a big-time star at this point.
Sounds to me like a lot of checks he's stroking, too. He's got a lot of overhead.
He's got a lot of overhead, but he's got a lot coming in.
I think he's doing okay.
He's selling out Capital One. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a lot coming in.
Good for that dude.
So that was a non-Jason night because I think I got off the Metro around 11:15 and then actually drove Jess and Isabella back home and then came back to the Metro to pick up Gail and her two boys.
Oh, jeez. So you were at home by midnight?
About midnight, yeah.
Late one.
Jelly Roll. I don't know how much those guys make. It's amazing when you see a sold-out show. And they're selling t-shirts.
Oh, the merch. Yeah, just the merch is kill. They kill on the merch.
He might be stroking a lot of checks.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing okay.
Oh,
I think
he's doing great. He's got a lot coming in.
I mean, he's
in.
Doing TV commercials for Amazon. I mean, the guy couldn't be more mainstream.
Yeah. When you do a sold out show like that, do you think he's bringing in personally?
Yeah.
$500,000?
I don't know. At least a couple hundred grand. And yeah, then that might not even be counting the merch.
I don't know. It's hard to know. For an arena, probably not the same as stadium. You know, I think Taylor Swift might make $1 million or so.
Yeah,
she was making way more.
She's probably,
like, I think her stadium dates were averaging like her gross two? Was like $8 or $9 million per show.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's including her merch. Where her merch lines are like a half a block long or longer. They're absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was the opening act was a country singer, female artist. I don't even really remember her name. But she said, hey, you can meet me in section 115 between the second act and Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And my 7-year-old was all fired up. I was like, oh, I want to meet her because she said she was going to give out hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the line was wrapped around the arena.
Just a bunch of horny dudes wanted hugs. That's all that is. I'm getting woman. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Yeah.
All right, it is a game day, and we have Mo Egger on the show. He's an afternoon host on ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, so we will get the Bengals' perspective. Of course, they're off to an 0-2 start, desperately need a win against the Commanders. He'll join us at 8:20. We'll talk to our pal Scott Abraham, sports director, anchor for ABC7 at 9 o'clock as we get into Commanders-Bengals. Here on the Junkies. Welcome back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's a burgundy and gold game day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. On Friday, I mentioned that I had to go to a funeral. And going to funerals, that's depressing. Do you know what's even more depressing? And this happened to Cakes. So the funeral happened to be
more
a mile.
Than funeral.
Yeah, it's happened hard. To be a mile from where Rom lives.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And so I actually sent him a text. I was like, hey, I'm at a funeral right down the street from where you live.
Right.
You're just inviting chaos.
Do you want to grab some lunch?
Oh, see, this is, I mean, you're and, just. Yeah, like Ebi said, you're initiating a ROM hangout.
Right.
I've done that before. Always regret it.
I was starving, but this is what you experienced.
Yeah.
I played him in ping pong.
Yeah.
And he kicked my ass.
I told you, dude. I told you that he's shockingly good at table tennis.
That was the depressing thing.
For a guy who's one of the most out of shape people I've ever met in my life. And look, I'm not in great shape, but I look like an Olympian compared to Rom.
The first game,
he is really good at ping pong.
It's not just he has good spin, which you have to get used to, but if you put a serve to his backhand, he can snap it for a winner across court. Now, the first game, he was sweating so profusely, I thought he was going to stroke out.
Sure,
I legitimately thought there was a chance he might have a heart attack.
It's a very good chance that could happen.
Stroke out. It settled down. Now he would have to, and if the ball was on the ground, he had limited bendovers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I crossed to the other side to pick up the ball.
That's what makes it especially galling that he's beating you, is that you know that just this limited physical activity could put him in, I would say, an early grave, but just in a grave. It wouldn't be that early for him.
That's I mean, funny. Jason, that's it's embarrassing, right?
It's embarrassing.
I mean, he's always told me he's really good, so I've never seen him.
I used to be a good ping pong player.
Yeah.
Now, I peaked at 21 or 22.
Yeah.
But both you and I, you play tennis, you play pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You should be able to beat Rom.
I know.
He's actually better.
Rom, for our loyals, they know who he is, but we got to have probably half our audience have no idea who he is. He doesn't participate in the show anymore. He's like dead. To me, he's basically dead.
He's still a hardcore listener. Like, he still keeps up with the show.
I don't Cakes know brings that he him does. Up every Poker Open. He's not still referenced a lot.
Not everyone, but yeah, he's shockingly at a lot of them.
Yeah.
He's still
so you see
in
him,
my life too much.
You see him, well, I don't know, once a month?
He's not at every Cakes Classic, but he's there every second or third month or so.
Yeah.
Like, he just rears his ugly head.
I'm just telling you, his Q rating is at an all-time low for this show. You know, and it's his own, you know, whatever.
Well, he's got a kid.
Yeah, got a kid, his life's changed. Yes.
His ping pong rating is going is through the roof. He's actually good.
We played best of seven. I didn't take a game.
Yeah. I mean, you played best of seven? What are you guys doing?
How much time did you have?
World series of ping pong?
I just needed to be back for a 5 p.m. soccer game. So I know.
Oh, man.
12 o'clock
but
funeral.
Trust me. When he was
went to lunch, played pong.
When he was waxing me, there was no chance I was going to do it seven times. When I realized that he's just going to beat me every time,
he's
I think
superior.
We did like best two out of three, and we played two.
I like best of seven because, to be honest, sometimes if you haven't played in a while, which for me is months, if not years, it takes a while to get it going, so you end up playing a little bit better as it progresses.
You know, how did that work for you?
It didn't work.
It's
humbling.
I don't want to take the show. You know, you mentioned funerals, so it just went in my head. I should mention that Dina's cousin, 39 years old, died from a heart attack.
Ooh,
father of two.
Sorry to hear that.
Wow. This past weekend?
Yeah. 4-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Mm. Wow.
Came back from a trip.
That sucks.
Wasn't feeling good. And then died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Freaking heart attack.
Brutal. Mm.
Nice guy, too. It, always comment on my kid pictures and everything. So,
was probably, in decent shape?
I mean, decent.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, not obese, right?
No, but just...
You just never know, man.
You just never know. And your arteries are all clogged or whatever's going on. Who knows? But just, yeah, terrible thing. But I did want to mention him. Nice guy. Wife's devastated. I don't think I'm going to be able to make this... The wake, but I think, you know, obviously Dina and her parents and a lot of people are going to be up there on Friday. So terrible, terrible story. Hug your loved ones.
Yep.
You never know when it's your time, brother.
Life is fleeting.
Life is fleeting.
It's terrible, but losing to ramen ping pong, terrible as well.
You think that's just as bad?
Not on that level.
But yeah. Not on that level. It's humbling.
It hurts your psyche.
I had a drive of shame home.
I know now that I was never that good at ping pong. I'm okay. I'm fine. But
right.
I just know what. I'm cool to play ping pong like at family outings and like, hey, let's play a game or two. But it's nothing serious.
The other thing is when I play ping pong, I'm 53 years old. I'm still using the same strategy when I would use... to play cakes on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Serve down the line, step over here. Well, I'm not playing cakes.
No, you're not. You stepped up a level or two in competition.
Yes. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. Let's kind of just go through some of the games from yesterday. We talked about them in the opening segment. It was just one of those... unpredictable weeks that the NFL brought us.
Did you get hammered? Did you get hammered yesterday with all your bets?
Fantasy, I did.
Yeah.
All my bets, I definitely took the Raiders on the money line. I parlayed them with, I think I parlayed them with the Saints.
Okay.
So that's a loser.
Saints offense came to a screeching halt.
I mean, think about it. We thought that was going to be a high-scoring game.
Yep.
And, of course, Devontae Smith gets hurt. Who I have in multiple
dirty
leagues.
Play too, like the ref should have blown the play dead.
But well, why doesn't Devontae Smith just go down?
I don't know. He's fighting for extra yardage. He didn't hear the whistle. I don't blame him.
He's like
I blame the refs. And
he's
also,
as wide as this bottle.
I know,
he
but
can't
I,
just fight for extra yardage.
I blame the refs and I blame the dude from the Saints that was headhunting.
Yeah.
Just
no, he didn't. Didn't hit him in the head. No, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the shoulder. It just looked like it.
Right.
I didn't think it was that dirty of a hit.
He hit him in the back, but. Smith is so slight that a big defensive tackle is going to pump. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's going to get crushed. So
now AJ Brown is sidelined.
Right,
and
they're out
their
top two receivers. I know it's incredible, but it was just one of those weeks. I mean, Daniel Jones looked awesome against the Browns.
Well, Malik Nabers is a beast.
Malik Nabers had I don't know how many targets
eight catches.
He probably had 12 targets. Yep, he had 12 targets, 8 catches for 78 and 2 scores. But, you know, Jones didn't turn the ball over.
Nabers is fifth currently in the league in receiving with 271 yards as a rookie.
Yeah.
With Daniel Jones throwing him the ball.
I'm in the weird business of defending Daniel Jones just because I've always seen him do well against us.
Yeah.
And
yesterday was one of those days. He played really well.
Yeah.
Malik Willis played well. Going down to Nashville.
I'll give him credit. I thought he was just dead and buried. I could not believe the Packers that their backup plan was to acquire Malik Willis.
Yeah.
And I also give LaFleur a ton of credit because he's found a way to make him effective.
What's
with
Jordan
Love sideline.
It's fit for a lot of these guys.
It's fit and good coaching.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all part of it.
But I also believe that over the course of time, they're still going to turn back into that quarterback.
I agree with that.
Now, Sam Darnold has not.
If you told me a month ago that Malik Willis would be a capable short-term backup in the NFL, I would have said you're crazy.
Yeah,
that's what he is right now.
He is.
That doesn't mean he's going to evolve past that, but at least he's developed into that. But people didn't think that was like in his range of outcomes.
These guys are world-class athletes, and when they're in the right situation, that sometimes it could be enough. to put them over.
And it felt good that he did it against his former team. Yeah. Malik Willis revenge game.
Revenge game.
Of course.
And Will Levis, even though his overall numbers look pretty good, he did turn the ball over twice and threw another pick six.
How many interceptions did he have? Two? Didn't he have a fumble too?
He had two.
I think he had a fumble.
I think
too.
He did. Yeah.
That's actually three turnovers.
He's just a turnover machine. Over. I can't believe that Callahan's going to keep trotting him out there.
Yeah.
Bunch of turnovers in the Bears-Colts game. Colts win that 21-16. But the quarterbacks,
those young quarterbacks look rough.
They do. Threw four picks. Caleb Williams also lost a fumble, so that's three turnovers there.
Anthony Richardson had one interception
in the end zone.
Where there must have been four guys around the receiver.
But the worst thing about that is that I think the very play before
he hit Alec Pierce.
He hits Alec Pierce like on a 40 or 45 yard beautiful pass, and then like just a simple pass into the end zone when there are three guys wearing the wrong laundry. You're throwing the ball into that crowd
because it's like, so much harder in that. You know that it's so much harder in the red zone.
I know, but like he could either tuck in and run or throw it out of bounds. His decision making is just right.
That's exactly right.
It's subpar.
He could sling it, but not necessarily some of those other things.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's a guy who didn't play a lot in college.
Right.
Played 1 year and then got into the NFL, got hurt, so he just hasn't played a lot of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you imagine how scrambled his brain is at the line of scrimmage trying to read NFL defenses at this point?
Best of luck to them next week. They host the Steelers, who they don't let anybody score. You just can't score on that team.
I think they've given up, what, 26 points this year?
I believe that's correct.
Now, they've only scored 51.
That's okay. That's a pretty good formula if you hold the other team to about 12 points a game.
And the other thing is the quarterbacks, how early they're getting injured.
Right.
And Herbert got injured again. We knew about the ankle injury. He re-injured it yesterday. He walked out of the stadium in a walking boot. Your boy Heinicke finished the game, but they only scored 10 points. They lost 20 to 10. Justin Fields, I think he did throw his first pick.
He did throw a pick.
But he's been pretty good. I mean, he went 25 for 32 for 245.
What's holding Wilson out at this point?
A calf injury.
All right.
And so, Justin Fields. The way he's playing, I think at this point,
Justin Fields. Yeah,
there's two things holding him back.
Now, Fields didn't run for a lot of yardage, only ran for six, but he did score a touchdown. And they're 3-0.
3-0, and they're averaging 17 points a game.
Yes.
Crazy.
I kind of root for Justin Fields, too, because he killed us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember that Thursday night game like it was yesterday.
We ended up losing that one. Yeah, he played so well that game.
Yeah, definitely lost that game.
But talk about running the ball. The Ravens ran all over the Cowboys. Now, it ended up being a close game, 28-25, because the Cowboys made it a game late, scoring 19 points in the fourth quarter. But Lamar ran for 87. Derrick Henry ran for a buck 51. Total rushing touchdowns were three. They averaged 6 yards per carry. They ran 45 times for 274 yards. The Cowboys' offense looked awful in the first half. I didn't see much of the fourth quarter, but
they can't run the football.
Matt can inform me on this one, but they can't run the football.
And they can't stop the run.
Dallas ran for 51 yards, and Dak threw for 379 and a couple scores, but in the first half, they couldn't do anything.
Well, how's anybody shocked they can't run the football? They signed Zeke to a 1 year deal. Rico Dowdle is part of that backfield. Like they don't have a lot of talent, and Zeke is pretty much a goal line specialist at this point. He's not gonna be a guy that carries the ball 20 plus times per game. This is not Zeke from 5 years ago.
How much did you watch?
Of the Ravens Cowboys? Yeah. I watched at least a half of the game.
You guys might disagree. I thought Tom Brady was pretty good.
I thought he was fine.
He was better than the first week.
There was nothing remarkable.
I agree with that.
There's nothing remarkable, but I think he's just calling the game.
He's getting better. As you would naturally get better the more exposure, the more you do
it. He has an annoying voice.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and this is coming from someone who has a towny accent. He has an annoying voice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that he's paired with someone whose vocal cords sound silly.
Right. Burkhart.
Yeah. Like, he sounds like an announcer, and it makes Tom sound awful.
Right.
Hey, listen, I saw.
But I'm just saying, when he was breaking down the games and breaking down the plays, and
it's okay.
I just thought he was pretty good.
It's okay.
I saw him after the post game.
No, there's nothing special, but he wasn't horrible.
He did it with Terry and all those guys. And believe me, I'm so sick of Terry and Howie and all those guys. But he didn't stumble and bumble. He basically did his little analysis. So it was fine. Like, I'm sure the producers were happy that they had Tom Brady on and he didn't throw up all over himself. But I'm telling you, he doesn't have that much riz. He ain't got no riz for your boy.
It's just, and it's all just common knowledge stuff. Like when he's going,
speaking in cliches.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the Ravens when you give up 250 yards on the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, no S, Sherlock.
I know, but a lot of guys would say that. You know what I mean? I just thought he was much better than
he
was in
week one.
He
has gotten better, but to me, he's actually boring. I find him boring.
Yeah, well, like most guys are like that, though. You don't love a lot of the analysts.
I like the more higher energy guys.
Yeah. And then 49ers, horrible loss against the Rams, who are without their top two receivers. They were up 14-0. They allowed a fake punt. Then they allowed the Rams to come back. And a huge punt return, a 40-yard punt return after missing they missed a kick the possession before that. And they let Matt Stafford go up and down the field in the second half without his top two receivers. And Kyren Williams had a bomb game for the Rams. They lose 27-24. Now, 49ers were without a bunch of guys. Juwan Jennings had a huge game for them. Their number three receiver had 175 yards and three scores.
Man, he was just lighting that secondary on fire.
But the fact that Stafford, without his top two receivers, put up 27 on a defense, mm-hmm. so-called pretty good defense in the league, is embarrassing. That was an embarrassing loss for the 49ers. Embarrassing.
Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. So on Friday, I got my butt kicked in ping pong, but Cakes actually was going to finally see the ear doctor, the audiologist, I guess you would call him.
Yeah, we had a Junks listener that reached out hearing me talk about this constant ringing in my ears over the last few years. So I have to thank Vince Turlip, and I'm assuming this is his wife, Trisha, from Potomac Audiology.
All right.
Vince is the director of ops there. His wife is a doctor of audiology, so she put me through the paces.
Yeah.
As far as my hearing test, and, you know, like, they set you up in this little room where they stick kind of like earbuds into your ears.
Is this similar to the driving test where you would go right ear, left ear?
Similar to that, but they give you like a clicker, like a little remote for when you hear, you know, they put sounds and tones and beeps into one ear and then the next ear. And I'm sitting there in the room, it's a soundproof room, and there's a little tiny window off to the left where I can see her, like, pushing all the buttons and putting me through, you know, the various tests. And at one point I had to just close my eyes. I was like, I have to concentrate because I'm taking a test.
And you couldn't hear anything.
I don't want to fail the test. Yeah. No, but I'm hearing, like, it starts off, you can hear, I'm like, oh, I can hear that. It's like, right. Beep. And then I'm like, oh, right. I'm good. And then it comes like, beep. And I'm like, oh, and then there's just silence when I'm sure that there's a
yeah, beep, a sound,
but I can't hear it.
Yeah.
And so I do that. And then the next phase is, there's a guy that comes into the ear that's like, say the word playground, say the word airplane,
right?
Say the word juice. You know, he gets 20 different words, and they're varying levels and pitches and volumes. So I have to repeat those words out loud to her, and she's recording everything as we go. So the test takes maybe 15 or 20 minutes total. And then I'm like, oh, now I get the results. I have to see what happens. How did I fare? The results were
deaf.
Failed it.
Mild hearing loss.
Mild. Okay.
Mild.
What about the ringing?
Well, it's called tinnitus. I love to call it tinnitus because I'm a hack and don't know anything.
Apparently it's called tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
You can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it.
Oh my God!
Here are the three potential solutions.
All right.
One, herbal remedies. Okay.
I'm sure.
What are the which doctor? Remedies,
like, yeah, you just go. I'm gonna go to like Roots Organic Market, and they're gonna give me something to either put in my ear or a tablet.
What does it do? What is it alleged to potentially
maybe
do?
Maybe minimize the effects.
The ringing.
Yeah.
All right. I would investigate it.
You have the ringing going on right now, right?
Yeah, JP. It's constant. It's 24/7.
It's white noise.
So you can.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does anybody else have it? I don't have it.
No.
If I have it, I don't notice it. In other words, it's so white. It's, yeah. I mean, it happens. You know what I mean? If I have it, I don't know.
So the first solution, potential solution, is like an herbal remedy. I haven't really looked into that. The second proposed solution, white noise and or music. He said if it just becomes, if it becomes untenable or, you know, too much, just play some sort of like ocean surf or nighttime sounds or just play music to try to, you know, drown it out. Right. So that was option number two. Then the nuclear option, she said, potentially hearing aids. I said, yet.
Well, eventually.
Just a, but like, that's for the mild hearing loss. That's not the, for the tinnitus.
Right.
The tinnitus, right, whatever you called it.
So but is like, the tinnitus or tinnitus, is that eventually, did she say tinnitus. That it's very, it's eventually going to get worse?
I mean, she didn't say whether it would get worse. I could imagine. It like, probably it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it can't get better, it's only going to stay the same and or get worse.
I think I occasionally have a little, like, buzzing or whatever. Occasionally. Mm-hmm. But I don't have it constant.
Oh, mine is constant.
Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Did
just
she say what the cause of it is?
No.
Like, when you were 30, you didn't have
I mean, she asked if I had any, like, hazardous noise exposure. And I said, well, I wear stupid headphones every day, 5 days a week.
Do you think it's from all the heavy metal concerts?
I mean, possibly. It could be the root cause.
Did
but,
she
I mean,
say that's probably what it was, wearing the headphones?
Potentially.
Yeah. It could be genetic. Could be.
Could be. So
he has no idea about his genetic background.
I'm a lottery ticket. Nobody knows what's happening over here. I'm a ticking time bomb. Mm. So, yeah, I'm just going to have ringing in my ears for the rest of my life,
it
basically.
Sounds like, on the whole, it was a good report.
It was, I think, good.
But she just had...
I mean, she didn't say it was, like, moderate or severe hearing loss.
But were you going in there hoping to get relief from the ringing or just an update on your status?
I wanted relief.
So she offered you no relief other than a herbal.
She gave options, but apparently, I mean, it's not her fault that there's no.
I'm not blaming them. They're not the focus.
Yeah,
you're the focus.
Sure.
So she basically said the only remedy maybe for the ringing is it herbal stuff you put in your ear.
Pretty much.
Well, because he's not going to wear a hearing aid.
No chance.
Well, the hearing aid's not getting rid of.
That's not going to help.
Hearing aid's not getting rid of the tinnitus.
No, it would help with the mild hearing loss.
Right. Well, we don't care about the mild hearing loss because it's not really affecting your day.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, the tinnitus though is a little bit affecting you, but you're so used to it.
Yeah, it's just something I've learned to live with.
Do you remember when that started? Because again, this wasn't happening when you were 35 or 40.
Multiple years ago, I'd say 5 to 7 years ago is when I really like.
We first started working in radio, I've mine is down some. Let me see where Cakes is not.
I'm past halfway.
We used to be 3/4. Cakes and I, we used to really crank it.
Yeah.
And I've learned to dial it back.
Yeah, I'm about halfway.
Yeah.
So that's
But I'm sure it's coming.
That's the hearing update. That's the latest.
All right, Jarabi, I know at some point you had a celebrity run-in that we have to get into.
Maybe I can tell you during Hit the Skins, because it's Commanders related.
Ooh, that's a good tease.
Might get a kick out of it.
That's a solid tease.
Is it an A-list celeb?
You'll have to stick around.
Oh, I like it. Look at
all
these,
right, we will Hit the Skins next with a celebrity run-in.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.